T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
All right, so the case against Trump gets even more absurd. Here's Jonathan Turley yesterday.
This case is quickly becoming incomprehensible. I mean, the newest theory that they gave just as the trial was starting is that we have another dead misdemeanor. And the misdemeanor is that Trump conspired by promoting his own election unlawfully. But they don't explain really where the unlawful part is. They also don't explain how denoting this as a legal expense later affected the 2016 election. It just doesn't seem to matter to anyone in that courtroom that this is utter nonsense and that this is not a campaign violation in terms of contributions. The federal government did not believe there was grounds to charge anything in this case. Many experts reject that whole concept.
So we had a whole new crime introduced that is actually not a crime without a specific statute. I mean, it just is, this stuff's just, it's getting bizarre. It's really almost like they're seeing, hey, this guy Trump's bad, convict him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where they are. Yeah, here's what Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, wrote. In court on Tuesday, Bragg's prosecutors became a bit more transparent, arguing that this, he puts in other air quotes, other crime, is a New York election statute that contains a conspiracy provision. But the theory is ridiculous. The statute does not criminalize what Bragg claims Trump did. Again, suppress politically damaging information. That is not illegal. The invocation of it still calls for Bragg to enforce a federal election law, which he has no jurisdiction to do. So bottom line here, he's charged with 34 felonies, okay? There's nothing they presented that is a crime that Trump committed. It's you know what? They don't care. They just want to be able to say he was convicted of a felony.
They want headlines.
Yep.
Because that's what the undecided independent voter will base their decision on, is a headline. Something that they saw on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, the headline that either Trump was accused of something or Trump is guilty of something or Trump was convicted of something. That's all they want. That's all they need. This is simply about moving that independent voter with a headline. That's all this is about, because there is no legal substance to what they're accusing him of here.
And Turley, the liberal law professor, was saying yesterday, I've never seen this in a court before. I'm a law professor. I study cases for a living. I've never seen this before.
And you won't.
And so what we're watching here is something that I've never seen the likes of. I mean, the judge is allowing this farce to unfold in his courtroom. And everyone just seems to be treating this like they're actually trying a known crime. When you have people still debating, not just on this network, what the crime was that Trump was trying to conceal, it's something that's out of a Fellini movie. It's just crazy.
But you know what? Trump's friend and former attorney Alan Dershowitz predicted this. He said, look, this stuff is going to be silly. It's not going to make any sense. And he's going to be convicted. He said, whatever he's convicted of will be overturned, but that won't be till after the election.
Mm-hmm. It's all about headlines and timing. That's all this is. Pure politics.
This is so different from normal court procedure where judges, just out of, you don't want to be overturned. Okay. That's embarrassing. If you're a judge, that means you screwed up. You don't want to be thought of among your colleagues as a person who screwed up. You don't want Your case thrown out, overturned, blah, 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 your conviction thrown out. You don't want that. So normally in a normal American courtroom, they're very, very careful to make sure that anything that could be used as a basis for appeal doesn't happen. But not in this one. It's key to bar the door. We can't even say what the underlying crime is. We're not even going to bother. Why? We expect it to be overturned. We know this is a crock, too. We just need our talking point for the Democrat commercials heading into the election.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here's Dershowitz on that.
I predicted this all in Get Trump, and I predict there'll be some convictions. I think the strategy is to get bad convictions, but to get them fast in New York, in Florida, in Washington, and in Fulton County. Then they'll be reversed on appeal, but they'll be reversed on appeal after the election. That's why everybody's rushing to get these cases tried. We now know that they want it tried within 6 months in Georgia. They want a trial in January in Washington, D.C. They want a trial in May.
Yeah, so this was obviously last year he's saying this, but this, you're watching what he predicted.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know that the American people are going to be, you know, they work, they're busy. You have to read really deeply here or listen to the right legal analysts to get this.
Well, a third of the voters who and that's all that matters here is the voters who are actually going to show up in the general election. A third of the voters are behind Trump. A third of the voters are against Trump. And then another third are not even paying attention until probably about October.
You Which know, is the, when they're going to scream felony, felony,
exactly,
felony, felony.
Exactly. And, you know, in the meantime, what we're going to be doing is talking about national polls, which mean absolutely nothing because presidents are not elected by national vote. They're elected by the Electoral College, according to the state. So the only thing that really matters is how Biden and Trump are doing in the individual states and who's going to win that state for those electoral votes. That's why the battleground states are important. That's where the real battle is going on.
This has gotten so ridiculous that Julian Epstein, he is a Democrat. He voted for Biden. He is a Democrat attorney. He is the former counsel to Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee of Congress. Okay. That's how much of a Democrat he is. He's a Democrat donor. And again, former chief counsel to Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. This is what he said on Brian Kilmeade yesterday. He said, this is an outrageous case. He called it Stalinist. He said it's an embarrassment to the legal system that this case is being brought. The notion, the theory that we heard on Monday from the prosecution that this is about election interference because the Trump campaign was trying to suppress bad stories. Suppressing bad stories is not election interference. Everyone does it. Non-disclosure agreements are perfectly legal. If suppressing bad news were election interference, then what would one say about the Biden campaign in 2020?
No kidding.
Yeah, that actively used all of its resources to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop case.
Among other things.
Among other things. So, I mean, this is a Democrat who's like, I can't even watch this anymore.
Yeah. No, it's that the whole concept of you putting the Trump hush money thing up against the Biden Hunter Biden laptop issue is just. No Democrat would ever be charged like this. No Democrat would ever, ever be charged like this, period.
Oh, no, never. And the irony of this being, as Charlie has pointed out, what Trump is charged with is exactly what Hillary Clinton did, and she paid a fine for.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to spend campaign cash with foreigners. You can't do that. That's a felony. When she paid a British spy for the Steele dossier, her campaign broke the law. She was fined by the Federal Election Commission, but then they tried to cover it up by recording it. That's a business recording as a legal expense, which, of course, it was not. It was an illegal felonious payment. So she paid a fine for it. In other words, she did exactly what Trump is accused of, but she never was tried for it.
Right.
I mean, this is exactly what Trump is accused of. And that was actual election interference because the Steele dossier was fake. Right. It was traded as real and the basis for the Russia collusion hoax, which was launched by Hillary, not Russia. There was no collusion by Russia.
Exactly.
Russia didn't do anything in that election, but Hillary did.
Yeah.
I just wish people could know this or, you know, it's very, very frustrating.
Listen, I do think people know this. They just don't want, many on the left just don't want to accept it and are not going to talk about it and they're just going to ignore it. I mean, that's all there is to it. They know it. They know it. They're not that dumb. They know it. and they know that it's indefensible, and they know that it helps the Republican cause, and so they're just going to ignore it. It's just going to go away, and they're not going to speak of it. They're not going to talk about it. They're not going to promote it, and they're going to deny it. But they know it.
Texter writes on another piece of audio I just played. Hey, Tara, I tried to find the story where Rosie O'Donnell claimed she was raped by Joe Biden. I can't find. Okay. No, that's Rosie Ambar, the comedian. She was making fun of Jean Carroll. She went into Bergdorf with her son and then saw he filmed her as she remembered she was raped by Joe Biden. Can't say the year, can't say where, doesn't know, but she wants to sue, she says. She's basically making fun of Jean Carroll, remembering she was raped by Trump decades later. But then when she says, oh, I was wearing this dress, and it was in, you know, 1992, and then it's pointed out to her, well, hey, the dress wasn't made that year. Yeah. It couldn't have been that dress. She changed the year. The entire year she was raped.
Yeah.
So basically what Roseanne's doing is saying, basically, if we could, because there was never any evidence, by the way, that Trump or Jean Carroll were ever in Bergdorf at the same time. Like, there's no video evidence. We can't even put them at the scene, either of them. So that's what she's doing. She's just, and it was hilarious. She's just saying, hey, oh my gosh, I was just shopping for shoes and I remembered I got raped by Joe Biden. And she says she's going to sue now, and she is demanding a trial in New York. So yeah, I know, I was just playing that. No, so nobody's, she's not serious. Text writes, LOL, love Roseanne Barr, commentary, but comic absurdity. And it was comic absurd. This is absurdity.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much the Biden administration, but anyway.
Yeah. So, okay. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this gets at the absurdity of the situation. It's such big news when CNN tells the truth about Joe Biden, because we just don't really ever see that happen, that it makes international news. The UK Daily Mail headline this morning was that CNN told the truth about Joe Biden lying. If CNN told the truth every day, that wouldn't be a headline. But it was this morning. UK Daily Mail, Biden 81, is blasted by CNN for repeating lie that he used to drive an 18-wheeler after spending one night as a passenger in a cargo truck in 1973. He did not used to drive an 18-wheeler. He didn't used to work as a trucker. And sure enough, I checked. Unbelievable. CNN actually did a fact check on Joe Biden. Headline. This is yesterday they did it. Fact check, Biden repeats his false claim that he used to drive an 18-wheeler. So it was so out of the ordinary to point out that Joe can't stop telling this lie, that he's had it debunked before, he's telling it again, that it actually made world headlines. That Joe Biden lied, and also that CNN corrected him, because CNN correcting him again is so newsworthy, so we just don't ever see a thing like that. They might do it the first time, but to point out he can't stop telling it is something else. Here's Joe Biden telling the lie again in Florida the other day. Let me see.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Yeah, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. Except it didn't. Didn't happen. Not real. Been debunked by the media before. How bad is it right now? Folks, and I think Joe Biden, I think CNN did this as a warning shot, like to the, like to the Democrats, to his handlers, to people like that, like, yeah, like pull yourself together. Pull yourself together. Because so far they haven't come up with a good enough censorship system to keep the world and Americans from seeing this UK Daily Mail headline and others like it. You know, when he lies like this, well, things are so bad for Joe right now with the compulsive lying. Because he told the cannibal story twice, too, about the uncle and the cannibal only being eaten by cannibals, only to be contradicted by his own Pentagon. So bad that The Daily Show, which is a liberal comedy show, picked up the cannibal story and mocked Joe Biden for it. Here's how that sounded.
With Donald Trump trapped in the courthouse, it was a perfect opportunity for Joe Biden to seize the initiative. And hey, man, you got the campaign all to yourself, Mr. President. Time to press your advantage.
The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea has angrily denied a false claim by President Biden that his uncle was eaten by cannibals during World War II.
He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
You're going to lose the election.
You're going to lose the election. You hear that?
At some point, we all get to an age where we confuse our own life story with the plot of Indiana Jones. It happens.
No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, the man's 80, okay? We all have grandparents who tell crazy stories. Like, my grandfather told me that he once wrestled a mountain lion with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and my grandfather told me that he cheated on my grandmother through their entire marriage and had a second family. You know? Get out of here, Grandpa, you goofball!
So, when the left makes fun of you on The Daily Show for your lies, that's not good. Did you hear what he said? You're going to lose the election. Yeah, and honest media, he loses. There's no other way around it. They continued.
Americans are in no position to criticize how anyone else eats, okay? These cannibals eat people. Yeah, well, you know what? We eat Subway sandwiches to lose weight.
Right? But would a cannibal even eat people out of a wreckage? I mean, that's like their version of eating roadkill.
Yeah, I know. You want to eat like pasture-raised, grass-fed humans. And by the way, I know the prime minister was upset, understandably, but hey, if someone accused my country of being cannibals, I just run with it. Like, don't f*** with us or we'll put your d*** on a Kaiser roll. Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Anyway, Biden apologized to the Papua New Guinea prime minister by inviting him to a dinner with Pete Buttigieg, who will be served over rice with a balsamic reduction. So, yeah.
There's real, actually, national security implications here because we've been trying to pressure Papua New Guinea to get out of China's orbit and sort of join ours again. And so when you really piss off the prime minister by lying about cannibals from his country eating your uncle. Yeah. Just another day in our international humiliation. Just another day, y'all. All right, we'll be right back. Can you imagine if they could read your mind? Would you be arrested if they could read your mind? Well, they soon may be able to. In fact, they may be able to right now. Fascinating interview on Fox News. And we've talked about this technology before. It's really crazy. They could look at people. There was a Japanese study. They had developed an algorithm that could predict correctly whether you were gay or not for men at a 91% accuracy rate just by looking at your face, your facial structure, and analyzing it. Well, headline, Fox News, AI can predict political orientations from blank faces as researchers fear serious privacy challenges. The study's author told Fox News Digital the findings are a warning tale about facial recognition technology, but also about putting your face online. The algorithm was able to predict a person's political orientation, analyzing a picture of their face. The picture had to be expressionless or relatively expressionless. In other words, if you had a big smile on your face, it sort of messed with the algorithm. And I'll tell you why in a minute. The picture had to be relatively expressionless. If the algorithm could collect your age, gender, and ethnicity on top of it, it could detect your political orientation with a 94% accuracy. Wow. So you could see how this would be used. Well, you haven't said anything dangerous yet, but we analyzed that photo on top of your social media and we're going to have to take down your profile. We could tell you're a right winger. You know what's interesting? I've always thought this was fascinating too, that our politics, which really is just your belief system, okay? It's the way that you look at life. It's your value system. Somehow affects the way you look. Or maybe the way you look affects your value system. I don't know. But they found that people who, the broader your features are in the bottom of your face, the more likely you are to have conservative political orientation. The analysis of facial features associated with political orientation revealed that conservatives tended to have larger, lower faces. For men in particular, it was the chin. Interesting, huh? You know what's weird? I've read that before. I haven't seen an algorithm put to it, but I've read it, and I've kind of something I look for over the years, and I swear, start looking at liberal men. They have these tiny little chins. They do. What? No, they do. And now you're reading this. This is from the study. Yeah. So interesting. Just kind of wondering, like, where could this go in the future? How, I mean, just all the ways they could use it. You want to be anonymous. You don't want your politics out there. And yet, did you put your face out there? Did you let them photograph your face? Is your face burned into the internet? Well, they've got it. Look, just another good reason to not put your face out there and not put your children's faces out there. It's a good reminder. It really is. Texter writes, why do socialists always look gaunt? Well, they're living in a socialist country. Their government's probably starving them. Texter writes, hey, Tira, this sounds like we're going full Minority Report. Put that together with digital money and we are sunk. Texter, ooh, what a great point. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, photos for passports and TSA pre-check are now expressionless. Coincidence. Good point. Good point. Texter writes, Cannibal Joe put his foot in his mouth and bit a few toes off when he dissed New Guinea. Har har. Another texter writes, it's because conservative men are always gritting their teeth. It could be. Texter writes, Tara, based on their spying in my text, they know I hate them and every socialist policy they are burdening us with, screw the government. Well, thank you, Roger, for chiming in there. Yeah. Yeah. Half the audience is now wandering over, at least the male half anyway, probably wandering over to the mirror to check out whether their lower facial features are broader. So texter writes, Tara, so Democrats look like witches. Oh, you're talking about like, yeah, long, skinny chin. I don't know. I just read the news. Texter writes, what about Jerry Nadler? His whole face is huge. Well, in all fairness, though, that's fat. I mean, no, we're talking about actual facial structure, like bone. Texter writes, Disney makes you do a facial print before you enter. Really? Are they doing that now? I didn't know that. Yeah, a lot of texters trying to figure out why Speaker Johnson would have funded Hamas. Some wondering if he even knows he funded Hamas. Some of you say Deep State has, this is one of the texts, Deep State has the receipts and that's why he flipped. You know, look, anything's possible. Maybe it took him 6 months to get to the bottom, but I would think he'd have flipped right away. He didn't. He held out for 6 months. That's why this is so interesting to me. What, and to me, it makes more sense that they were able to put together a package and finally wear him down. Hey, Mike, like, you know, vote to fund Hamas with Chuck Schumer, vote to dish your own party, give Hamas $9 billion with a B, and guess what? Yeah, we'll get you $15 million worth of board appointments as soon as you leave office. And you're going to be leaving the office of Speaker very soon at the rate you're going. So might as well cash in while you still can. Texter writes, I've been laughing so hard. I about wrecked over that last clip with the comedians. The best part, they are liberal comedians. This is The Daily Show. Texter writes, Tara, what a bunch of thin-skinned sissy men that can't handle a freaking meme. Oh, you know what's so fun? A lot of you are listening like behind me, like you're 45 minutes behind. So I get these comments that, yeah. He's referring to the Prime Minister of Australia, who gave a speech yesterday in which he praised other social media outlets that were not X for censoring memes of him that make fun of him. He believes he's entitled to have memes censored. Text erased, does a beard affect facial recognition results? I don't know. Why are you trying to broaden your face? Text erased, it's easy. All Democrat women are ugly. Do you need some examples? No, that's okay. Don't send them this way. We'll be fine. Text erased. Tara, I'm taking great pleasure watching the Frankenstein monster the Democrats have created turn on their creator. Joe has himself in a situation where he has to clamp down on the protests to keep them from showing up outside the Democrats' convention in a few months. Oh, they're going to be there. But by doing so, he invites more protests. Chicago 68 revisited. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Going to be interesting. Meanwhile, a lot of this beginning to make sense. This professor, president of Columbia, whose take on the issues is, I'm going to let people on campus, including people who are not students, hijack the campus and intimidate people who are students and happen to be Jewish. Yeah, well, Dr. Nimrat Minush Shafiq, who, by the way, is a Muslim Egyptian immigrant. I didn't know that till I looked at it. I said, what is that name, Shafiq? She's a Muslim Egyptian immigrant, has been caught on tape on camp. Well, back then it was tape. 2 months after 9/11, she was then vice president of the World Bank, discussing what she called the economic roots of terrorism. And apparently she's not 100% opposed to terrorism. She described terrorism, they were talking about 9/11, quote, as a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or political front. She says there's actually quite, the full clip, there's actually quite a broad base of society that has sympathy for terrorists, she said. She said it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or political front. So she has had to come out and condemn terrorism full stop as the video resurfaces of her calling it a form of protest. But it's never good when you have to come out and clarify that you are in fact against terrorism because it's kind of confusing where you stand. But this is, you know, where we are. But how hard can we be on her really when the leader of the Republican Party, Mike Johnson, we are finding out, funded Gaza, the government of Gaza, which is the terror group Hamas. They are elected, so it's their government, $9 billion. I'm still not over this. $9 billion. So many great, by the way, responses on the text line today. There's people saying if Mike would fund them instead of Hamas, they could pay off their homes. One guy owes almost exactly $18,000. Well, call Mike's office and tell him you want the Hamas deal. You want the Gaza deal. You want the $9 billion, right? You want your share. You've been paying taxes. Hamas hasn't. I just can't believe a third of the Israeli funding aid package to go to Gaza. And again, as I explained, you can't fund Gaza without funding Hamas. Hamas is the government. So whatever part of Gaza is not rubble, has not been reduced to rubble by the Israelis, is controlled by Hamas. So the idea we're going to give $9 billion to the Gazans, you cannot do that without giving it to Hamas. It's impossible. So thank you, Mike Johnson, for funding Hamas. I'm laughing all morning. The irony, it's just some of the best irony I've seen in a long time. Johnson actually going to Columbia University in attempt, I guess yesterday, to resurrect his reputation. He's bashing these kids for supporting Hamas after he just funded Hamas. And I bet you there's not a person on that campus, again, who has given $9 billion to Hamas like Mike Johnson. So it is just funny yesterday. He's got to be the biggest Hamas supporter in the place, given the amount of money he gave them. I mean, shoot, Kevin McCarthy was only going to give him $5 billion. And yet he's bashing these kids for being misguided and their support for Hamas. Whew, you can't make this up, y'all. Headline, CNBC. GDP growth slowed to a 1.6% rate in the first quarter, well below expectations. It's never expected when Democrats are in office that there will be any economic bad news, even though all they do is make economic bad news. So GDP growth slowed to 1.6% annualized rate before way below the 2.4% estimate. Folks, there's something psychologically interesting that's going on right now that I've thought a lot about. You know, we had COVID, and that was a huge disruption. Everybody recognizes that, and people are reasonable, generally. And so they expect the economy to be a little whack, right? Not just during COVID, but afterward. It was a big event, right? It was a major financial event. So they're going to give people some slack to clean it up. So, you know, Joe Biden, I mean, we're sitting there at 9% inflation. People are very unhappy, and yet they really don't hold the Democrats accountable for it. They give them the Senate, right? And the average person doesn't know when Donald Trump left office, we had 1.5% inflation. They don't know that. I mean, that is actually below the historical average. And they also don't know that the reason inflation spiked up to 9% at its top rate was because the Democrats printed about $1 trillion a quarter, starting with the American Rescue Act. So American people have no idea about that. Most of them don't, unless they maybe listen to talk radio, maybe not even that. That's wonky stuff, right? So the American people out there are not real sure where this inflation came from, but they know we've had COVID. They know it's been bad. So they're going to give whoever's in leadership, i.e. Biden, some time to straighten this out because they're reasonable. I think too reasonable. Patient, I think too patient. So now we're in year three and it ain't fixing itself. And what I'm waiting for, people don't understand where we are, okay? We are still at 9% inflation. Why? We are printing exactly what we did at the height of COVID. Remember, Kevin McCarthy snuck over to the White House, cut a deal with Biden, decided, hey, we would keep printing at the level we were, keep spending at the level we were at economically when we were handing out those checks to stay home. I don't know who they're chunking that money out now to now, but they're still paying. We're still at the same level, right? As if we're in the middle of a COVID emergency. Most Americans don't know that. To hide that from you, so that we're not sitting at a permanent 9% inflationary rate, we have to do what? 7% interest rates when you buy a home. So Americans, I think, Americans are eventually going to reach the point where they realize the truth. 7% interest rates aren't going away. You're never going to be able to buy a home again. Let me bottom line that for you. Unless you can afford a $3,400 mortgage payment a month for a home that the average mortgage payment was just $1,700 when Trump left office, you're never buying a home again. So where does the point come where the American people figure it out? This isn't temporary. This is the way these lunatics in Washington expect us to live. As long as we keep locked in the top line COVID spending levels, which we are locked in at right now because of Kevin McCarthy's betrayal, and Mike Johnson then coming in and just re-upping them with Democrat votes. As long as we continue spending this way, we will always be at the 9% inflationary level. But we're not going to see it because we've had to raise interest rates to 7%. But what does that mean? To keep spending at this level, the price is we're not going to have a real estate market. The price is this generation will probably never own a home. They'll always rent. Maybe when they're in their 40s and 50s, maybe if they can throughout their lives save up enough money. And Congress is fine with that. They're fine with not really having a real estate market. They're fine with all of it. Will the American people be fine with it once they realize it's permanent? That folks, nothing has changed that caused the 9% inflation. It has not gone away. It's just being masked by massive interest rate hikes. When the American people figure that out, if they ever do, Katie, bar the door. When they figure out it's permanent, we are going to live this way, and Congress has decided that. That's what's going to change things. How? I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.